What's up? This is Rena Says, and I'm coming to you today to talk to you guys about people who have this need to have admissions of guilt, admissions of sin to others about something that they've done to them. And I think I have a different type of mindset on what that means and the why behind that desire to let someone know what you've done. So I'm hoping to bring to you a different way of thinking and just my own perspective on these things. Oftentimes we are congratulated and even called courageous for being able to tell someone something that you've done to them. Whether that's a man letting a woman know that he's cheated, or a woman letting a man know that she's cheated. Letting a family member or a friend or someone you're close to know something you've done to hurt them. You know, maybe telling them that, you know, I engaged in disrespectful conversation about you in the past. I've said things about you, or I've done things that I'm not proud of. It could be a multitude of different things. So here's my perspective on this. I find that to be extremely selfish and extremely self-centered to do something like that. I know I probably threw you off with that, but just follow me. And I'm going to give you some examples of how this happened, or these other situations I've seen or been a part of where I had that feeling. So I had someone I knew, this is many years ago, and this young lady was cheating on her husband. And while she was doing it, I was telling her the truth, which is, you're bogus. Like, why would you cheat on your husband? And I mean, bad. She was going to town. I mean, just doing things that were just disgusting. And in regards to letting his children meet the man without him knowing, taking the kids to the other man's house, and the kids didn't know that this man and mommy were having an affair. Just doing, lying to the husband, telling the husband things were his fault when they really weren't. It's just her trying to stay inconspicuous with her, you know, her lies. And he never caught her. She never got caught up. And about a year later, the guilt started to weigh in on her. She started to be extremely burdened by the lies and by the things she had to hide. And I remember she came to me and she said, Reina, I want to tell him. I want to tell him what I've done. I want to just tell him what I did, because he deserves to know. He needs to know what happened, and I'm ready to deal with the consequences. And I said, why the hell would you do that? What is wrong with you? And she was confused. She was like, hold on, you were the one that was all on his side telling me I was wrong and all this other stuff. Why are you telling me I shouldn't say anything? I said, because although what you did is wrong and it was horrible, this man's living his life happily. And at this point, it's gone on too long, and you went too far and you waited too long. There's been a year's worth of disrespect at this point. You're not actively cheating on him anymore, but the point is, I mean, if that other guy hadn't left you, you would have been. And on top of that, the only reason why you feel this incessant need to do this is because you are burdened down with the guilt of your behavior, and it's hurting you. It's not because he deserves to know the truth. You want to get it off your chest because you can't deal with the guilt. You can't deal with the consequences of your behavior and how it's affecting you inside. You're being torn up inside, and you now want to tell him so that you will feel better, not understanding the amount of pain you're going to put your husband in. You're not understanding that now he's going to have to realize and go back in time in his mind and realize every time you said you was working late, every time you got into a fight and left the house, every time he just didn't know what he was doing wrong and why you seemed so distant, he's now going to know what that was, and that's going to burden him. And now he's going to be traumatized, and now he's going to be hurt and hurting and in pain, And people do crazy things when they're in pain, especially when something's been done to them. This is when men start to, not just men, but people in general, do things crazy when they find out they've been cheated on or that their spouse doesn't want them anymore. They threaten themselves with suicide or do commit suicide. They hurt themselves or their family. They're traumatized. They're depressed. They're sad. They lose weight. They go crazy. And the only reason why you feel the need to tell him at this point is because you are selfish and you are now understanding the magnitude of your behavior, and you're willing to put that pain on him just so you can have some relief from it. That is selfish. And I know we've all been taught, like, tell people when you've done things wrong, like, have the courage to speak up. And it's like, at this point in the game, sometimes you need to have the courage to shut the fuck up, because you shouldn't have done it in the first place. And now you're going to burden him and hurt him with that, especially since, you know, it just is what it is. So, like, that's why I said it's my perspective on things like that. You've already done the worst, and now you're going to break him down more. Here's another example. I had a young lady, again, many years ago, who randomly wrote me a Facebook message. This girl was not a friend, but definitely an associate. Like, we engaged each other on social media a lot. I met her a few times. It's not like we had each other's phone numbers, but as far as I knew, my relationship with her was surface level, but positive. There was nothing wrong between us. We connected on a few different points, but, you know, it's not like we became friends or anything. And one year she wrote me and she said, Raina, I want you to know that I'm working on myself and I'm working on being a better Christian. And I want to be a woman that doesn't operate in lies. Excuse me, that's Zoe. That doesn't operate in lies. I want to be a woman that is truthful and honest. And I want to let you know that I apologize for the times that I have talked about you behind your back with other people that you know and don't know, that you're friends with and not friends with. I want to apologize for the things that I've said about you, you know, in regards to how you are, how you look, or whatever. And my part in that engagement where we were disrespecting you. I'm sorry. You may not have even known that I did those things, but I needed to let you know because I'm trying to be a better person. And I want to, you know, remove and admit to all my sins. And I was like, who are you talking about me to? She said, well, I don't want to put their business out. You know, that's for them to be able to come to terms with and talk to you. But I just want to be able to admit my part. And I think she was expecting me to say thank you. But what she did was made me start to think insecurely. It made me start to think about the people that I thought I was friends with and who's talking about me, who's doing disrespectful, mean things to me behind my back. And what's wrong with me that you guys are talking about me? Like, what do you mean by how I looked? What are you talking about? Like, I thought me and you were cool. Like, I didn't have any problems with you. Like, what could you be saying about me? I mean, the only engagements I've ever had with you were good. Like, I was thinking all of these things and it caused me to feel bad. I felt down. Like, why would someone, like, talk about, like, so, but what she did was took the burden off of herself so she could feel free from it, and then put a burden on me by feeling this need to tell me. It had absolutely nothing to do with respecting me. It had absolutely nothing to do with being a better person. It was simply so she could get the guilt of her negative and bad behavior off of her, so she could feel like, well, did my part. I've admitted my sins. Yes, and you fucked me up in the process. Here's an example of why I truly believe in this. And one of the things that I mean is sometimes you have to tell people things because they need to know. For example, in the first, before I go to my example, let me go back to the first example. Let's say that young lady that was cheating on her husband had gotten pregnant. That is not something you keep to yourself and think and let the husband think it's his child. You don't do that. That is one of those situations where, because it is so important for him to know that this is not his child, you have to then admit to the things that you've done. Let's say she got an STD. She has to admit to what she's done. Let's say, you know, someone found out about it. It would be better coming from her mouth than someone else's. In those situations, it's not because she was burdened with the guilt of what she's done, but because it was absolutely necessary for her to then communicate that with him. In regards to the young lady that wrote me, she literally had no reason to tell me. I never would have cared nor known, or, you know, it wouldn't have mattered to me in any way. I could have lived a million lifetimes not knowing that information. It did nothing to me but cause me issues and pain. And me to block her, you know, because it was more so just like I understood the real reason why she did that. It wasn't about me in any way. It was about her. And she was very flippant with me and my feelings. Mm-hmm. And that is the lie that we are fed to people, you know. We're fed to make us think that us admitting our issues to other people is like a good thing sometimes. So here's an example. I have a family member where this person had been married before and they were getting divorced, not living together anymore. And I found out that that person's spouse had cheated on them really, really bad. Like, when I say really bad, I mean things that just, you know, how you can get cheated on and then you can get really cheated on. And this family member was getting, it was bad. I don't know the details of their divorce. They may have been getting divorced because of cheating. They may have been getting divorced for a million of other reasons, but I didn't know that information. But I did somehow find out that this person, that the spouse had cheated on them really bad for a multitude of years. And I remember discussing it with another family member, and they were like, are you gonna tell her? I was like, nah, why not? Because they're already breaking up. There's no way they're going back together from what this person's told me. And me telling her this information would just further hurt her and cause more pain in her life. Even though I wanna get it off my chest and I wanna tell her, I won't, because it would hurt her more than it would make me feel better. And I care about her more than the little secret I have to hold for her. So I'll take it to my grave. And she'll never know from my mouth. And if she was to ever be upset with me for that, I would take that. Because at the end of the day, I do not want to put pain on someone else simply because it would make me feel better. Unless I don't like them. And even if I don't like them, it's still just unnecessary. Why do we do these unnecessary admissions of guilt and sin? And I don't know if it's religion or just culture or whatever that makes us think that, yeah, we got to tell people things we've done to them, even if it's not relevant to their life. It's unnecessary. Now, had she been currently married to him and they were having a great life, then yes, I would tell her because she's my family. And she deserves to know that. Mm-hmm. And if she decided never to talk to me again, that would be on her. And I wouldn't feel like I did anything wrong. We got to think more about these things. And think really deeply about, why do you have this desire to put so much pain on someone else? Don't think about it as, this guilt's weighing me down. They deserve to know. No, they don't. They don't need to know. You deserve the consequences of your behavior, which is dealing with that guilt and learning another way of getting it off your chest without having to hurt the innocent party, without having to hurt someone in the midst of that. So like I said, that's my own weird, interesting perspective on the burden of guilt and the need to tell people what you've done to them or what's been done to them, and not taking into account how they would feel unless it's absolutely necessary to say. I have had so many conversations with family members and whatever where they may have said some things that were hurtful about someone else, and what's the point of me telling the other person if it doesn't change the fact of anything? It's not going to change how they feel about each other. It's not going to change this. It's just going to cause that other person to be hurt for some time. And I would be the person giving it to them. For what? So, that's something to think about. I don't know if you agree with my perspective, but I'd love to get your feedback. You can go to Raina Says Podcast on Facebook. You can leave a message here at Anchor. You can also go to our Instagram page, which is Raina Says on IG. You'll have to request me because that's a private page. But yeah, definitely give me your thoughts. I'd love to know what you're thinking and love to know what your thoughts are on that. And lastly, before I let you guys go, the last episode we did was about femininity and my journey to it. And I'd love to do a new episode about where I've gone so far and about how to really tap into your feminine energy, how to tap into your divine feminine energy, and understanding how to get what you want without having to fight, push, pull, and yell to get it. And just really just living in your body and feeling good about who you are and getting everything you want in the process. And that's the most amazing thing about femininity and your feminine energy, really understanding how to just be receptive to all the good things. So I'll talk to you guys soon. Thanks for listening to this episode of Raina Says. Bye.